의라에서.
today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Nunvav Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Nehemiah Bees. So says the Mishnah, B'shloish HaPrakim, during the Shalosh Regalim Bashana, Hayukal Mishmarei Shavois, all the Mishmaris were equal, Be'imurei HaRegalim U'b'chiluk Lechem Apanim. With regards to dividing up the different parts of the carbon that are given to the Kehanim, the carbonis of the regal. So when it came to dividing up those carbonis to do the Avaida with them and to give out the different parts, so that all the Mishmaris were equal. And also when it comes to Chiluk Lechem Apanim, when it comes to dividing out the Lechem Apanim, so each one of the Mishmaris have an equal share, meaning typically, every week was a different mishmar. So technically, during a regal, there was a specific family whose turn it was to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash. Still, the Mishnah is telling us that on regalim, so the rules of mishmaris are off, somewhat, as we'll see soon. And with regards to karbanis of the regal, everybody has an equal share. Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, which falls out on Shabbos, so besides giving out the lechem upon him, there's also the shtei lechem. Aymer lo heiluch matzah heiluch chametz. So they would divide out the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him, and they would say heiluch matzah, take your shear in the lechem upon him, which was made out of which contained matzah, and take your shear in the chametz and the shtei lechem. Mishmar shezmanu kavua. The Mishmar, whose turn it was technically to serve that week during the regal in the Beis HaMikdash, so who makriv to meet in the Darmu Nidavis? So they would bring the karbanis that weren't really related to the regal, that just happened to be brought in the regal, such as the Tamidim, the Nidarim, and the Nidavis. Vishar karbanis Sibur, other karbanis Sibur, which we'll see in the Gemara what that refers to. Umakriv as a kol, and they would also bring everything. Which again, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. But first, says the Gemara, Emurei HaRegalim shall gavaya ninu. What does it mean they divide up the Emurei HaRegalim? The Emurei HaRegalim are parts of the carbon that get burnt onto the Mizbeach. It goes to the gavaya. No one gets any share in that. Amar Rav Chisda, Masha Amar B'Regalim. Emurim over here doesn't refer to what it typically means in Shas. Emurim stands for Masha Amar B'Regalim, the carbonis of the regal. Tanur Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa, Minayin Shakola Mishmari Shavis Beimuri HaRegalim. How do we know that all the Mishmaris get an equal share, they get an equal opportunity to serve in the Beis HaMikdash and to take a chelik of the Beimuri HaRegalim? Tamulaymar Uba Bechol Avas Nafshoi Vesheris. The Pasuk says that the Kohen could come whenever he wants and serve. So the Gemara is saying that that's referring to during the regal. During the regal, even if it wasn't your Mishmar's turn, whoever wanted to could come. I might think that all year round it's like that. Any time a person, a kohen, wants to come serve, he could just show up and serve. The pasuk starts off that when the Levi comes, me'achad sharecha, from one of your cities, so we dash from there that this idea that the Torah says, uba uva b'chol avas nafshu v'sheris, that you could come whenever you want and serve, it's le'yamerti el b'shosh kol yisro nechnasim b'shar echad. It's only true when all of Klai Yisrael goes into one shar, into one city, referring to Yerushalayim, and everybody's Eilul Regal. So it's only during the Regalim, that's when this pasuk applies, of Uva B'chol Avas Nafshei V'Sheiris. V'chiluk Lechem Apanim, we mentioned that they also divide up the Lechem Apanim, which is something which Be'etzem was brought every Shabbos. They divided that out every Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. That was a miyuchad for the Regal, but still this is something that all the Mishmaris got share in. And so says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin Shekol Mishmari Shavais B'chiluk Lechem Apanim. How do we know this fact to be true, that they divide up the Lechem Apanim? It's not the carbon of the regal, so how do we know that they divide it up? Tamalai Mer Chilik Echilik Echilu. That they divide up these portions that they eat. Kechilik Avoida Kechilik Achilu. Just like they split the Avoida, they split these parts that they eat. Umay Achilu. Now what is this referring to, that they split these parts that they're eating? Ile Mekarbana is the edible parts of the carbon. Is it learned out from this pasuk of chelik bechelik yechelu? It's learned out from a different pasuk of l'kayin ha-makir v'isa lo'isiyya. It says whichever kayin does the avayda, so he gets to eat it. So once we already had a makar that they all split the avayda, so then by default that means they all get to split the parts that get eaten as well. So el lechem apanim. So this that the pasuk says chelik yechelik yechelu, that they split these parts that are eaten, it must be referring to the lechem apanim, that they split the lechem apanim. I might think that they also split up the other karbanos that don't come because of the regel that just happened to be brought during the regel. So I might think that they split those karbanos as well. The nedarim, nedavos, oilos, and v'chulu. That they don't split the things that the earlier generations sold. So, ma machu avayzel is that? What deal did the earlier generations make with each other? That ani b'shabati v'ata b'shabticha. That I am my Shabbos and you and your Shabbos. That we're all gonna split up and divide ourselves into different 24 mishmaris. That was the deal that they made. So besides that deal, they split. But whatever was included in that deal, they don't split. So the regular karbanis that are brought all year round that just happened to come out during the regal, the Nadarm, the Davos, and etc. So those, each Mishmar gets for themselves. Whichever Mishmar was supposed to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to get those Chalakim. Ba'atzeres Omer Lo Heloch. We mentioned that on Shavuos, when it fell on Shabbos, so they would divide out the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Lechem. And so we're going to come back to that line of the Mishnah, but first says the Gemara Itmar, Rav Amar Sukkah V'Achakach Zman, that when a person makes Kiddush, Leil Sukkahs, so he first makes a Leishiv B'Sukkah, and then he makes a Shechianu, Rav Bar Chana Amar Zman V'Achakach Sukkah. That no, you first make a Shechianu, and then you make a Leishiv B'Sukkah. So the Gemara explains, that Rav Amar Sukkah V'Achakach Zman, that first you make Leishiv B'Sukkah, and afterwards you make a Shechianu, because Chiyuv V'Diyoy Ma'adif, because it makes more sense to first say the chiyuv that's miyuchad for that day. Shechianu you make all regalim. Leishiv basukkah is something that's special for sukkahs, so it makes more sense to say the thing, the bracha, that's special for the day. First, Rabbi Bar Barchana Amar, he says the opposite, that zman b'achar kach sukkah, first you make shechianu, because tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kaidem. Because something which is tadir, beats, always comes first before something which is not tadir. And we said to mahalchim in the shir about why shechianu is considered more tadir than leishiv basukkah. We said from Hashem Zalman that shechianu is considered more tadir, because you have a chiv to make a shechianu more often than you have a chiv to make a bracha of leishiv basukkah. Or we said from Rabbi Zion Cook that Tadir is considered more Tadir because that Shechianu is considered more Tadir because it's spread out throughout the year. You come across Shechianu more throughout the year than you do Leishiv Basukah, which is sandwiched into 7 days of the year. But either way, so Rabbi Bar Chana says Shechianu comes first because it's more Tadir. So now says the Gemara about this Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that Lema Rav for Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, but put to the Beshame Beisilo Kamiflegi. This seems to be the same Machlokes as the Machlokes Beshame Beisilo. The Tanur Rabbanon, we learned in the Brayson, Devarim Shebein Beshame Beisilo Basuda, that amongst the differences, the Chilukim that Beshame Beisilo have in Hilchei Suda, is that Beshame Oimre Mevarich Alayoyim Va'achrakach Mevarich Alayayin. That when it comes to Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, so you first make a bracha on the day, you make Mekadesh Yisro, Mekadesh Shabbos, and then you make a bracha by Pri Agafen. No, first you make a by Pri Agafen, and then you make the bracha on the yoyim. Beishamai says that the bracha, the birchas hayoyim, comes first for two reasons. First of all, shahayoyim garim liayin shayavoy. It's only because it's Shabbos that's why you're drinking wine right now. So the yoyim is causing you to now have the wine, at least to have a chiv to have the wine. And also a second reason is because ukvar kidei shayoyim v'dayin yayin loyba. First, it becomes Shabbos, and at that time you don't even have the wine on the table yet. You're in shul, your Mekabel Shabbos, later you get home and the wine comes onto the table. So being that the Yoyim in sequence and time comes first before the Yayin, so it makes more sense also with regards to the Bracha to first make the Birchas HaYoyim and then make the Birchas HaYayin. Beisel Leimrim, he's going to say Beisel says two reasons back to first say Birchas HaYayin first, is number one, Mevarach HaYayin V'Achrich Mevarach HaYoyim Shehayayin Goyrim L'Kiddusha Shetayamir. It's only because you have wine that you're now able to make a bracha on Kiddush. Without the wine, you don't make a bracha. And Davar Acher, a second reason, is because Birchas HaYayin Tadira U'Birchas HaYoyim Eina Tadira. Hagafen is considered more Tadir than the Birchas HaYayin. Hagafen, you make Kiddush, you make Avdallah, you make Bechah, so you have a chiyuv to make a guffin more often than you have a chiyuv to make Mekadesh Shabbos. So therefore, Birchas HaYayin is considered more tadir, and tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kaidem. So now, the Gemara is assuming now that Beis Shammai, who doesn't go with the Svar of Tadir, it's because Beis Shammai holds that Chiyuv Diyoyim Adif, that even though Yayin has this Maila of Tadir, but Kiddush has a Maila of Chiyuv Diyoyim. And so says the Gemara that Lema Rav Damer Ke Beis Shammai, Rav who also sided with Chiyuv Diyoyim over Tadir, and he said to make Leishev before Shachianu, so that's like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Damar Kebeis Hillel, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who sided with the Svar of Tadir, that overrides the Svar of Chiyuv D'Yoyma, and therefore he said Shachianu comes before Leishev, that's like Beis Hillel. However, says the Gemara, that no, it's not Muchach. Amalach Rav, Rav could tell you, I know the Amri Afilu Beis Hillel. I could even be saying like Beis Hillel, because Adkan like Amri Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel only said their Shita, that Tadir beats Chiyuv D'Yoyma, Hasam, only said it over there by Kiddush, Ela Shehayayin Garim LeKiddusha Shetayamir. It's because they also had an additional Svara of the fact that the wine is what's causing you to be able to make a Birchas Hayayim. Aval Hay Hacha, but over here by Leishiv Besukha, Ilav Zmamila Amidan Sukha, the Tadir the bracha, the Shechianu, is not causing you to be able to make a leishev basukah. You can make a leishev even without Shechianu. And therefore, being that you don't have this second svara, so therefore, Chiyuv D'Yoyma overrides Tadir. And even Beis Hillel would agree to that. Beis Hillel only said that Tadir overrides because they also had a different svara, which doesn't apply by leishev. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Lecha, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana will tell you that I know the Amri Filu of Beis Shammai, that my Shita could even be in line with the Shita of Beis Shammai, because Ad Kanli Amri Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai only said not to go with Tadir and to go with Chiyuv D'Yoyma, they only said it Hasim over there by Kiddush, Elisha Yoyim Gairin Liyayin Shiava, is because they had this other Svara of the fact that it's the wine, it's the Yoyim rather, which is causing you to have the wine right now. It's because of Shabbos that now you have a Chiyuv to have the wine. But over here by Sukkah, by Leishev, Ilav Sukkah Miloy Amin and Zman, is the Sukkah which is making you have a Chiv of Zman? You make a Zman on the fact that it's a regal, it's a new Zman, it's a Zman that comes once a year. It's nothing to do with the fact that you have a Sukkah. And therefore, being that you don't have this Svara of that the sukkah is causing you to have the Shachianu, so therefore even Beis Shammai would agree that in such a case you should go with the Tadir first and you should make a Shachianu before making Leishiv Basukkah. So now back to our Mishnah, says the Gemara Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah that on Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, which falls on Shabbos, so they divide out the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Lechem. So Aymer Loi, they say when they divide it out, Heiloch Matzah, Heiloch Hametz, to take your portion of the Matzah, referring to the Lechem Apanim, which is made from Matzah, and to take your portion from the Shteil Lechem, from the Hametz, referring to the Shteil Lechem, which is made out of Hametz. So the order is that it first says Lechem Apanim, which is Tadir, and then it says Hametz, then it says Shteil Lechem, which is the Chiyuv D'Yoyma, that's the carbon of the day. So that's what the Gemara points out now. V'ahach over here, the Hametz Ikaru Matzah Tafel. The Chiyuv D'Yoyma is the Chametz, is the Shtei Lechem. The Katani Heiloch Matzah Veiloch Chametz, and the Mishnah's Makdim, it says that they would first say to take your portion of the Lechem upon him. So you see that Tadir overrides the Svara of Chiyuv D'Yoyma. So Tiyuv to the Rav, this seems to be not like Rav. Amalach Rav, Rav will tell you that no Tanayi, that's a Machlekes Tanayim. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Heiloch Matzah Heiloch Chametz, Abishol Eimer, Heiloch Chametz Heiloch Matzah. So it's a machlokes what order they would give it out in. So Rav will tell you that I go like Beis Shammai, Rav goes like Rav will tell you he goes like Abishol rather. He goes like Abishol that they first say Heiloch Chametz, because Chiyuv D'Yoyma, the Shtei Lechem, comes before the Tzvar of Tadir of Lechem upon him. Darash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, like Kedivrei Rav de Amar Sukkah of Achruch Zman, he darshan Nalik Rav who said that you make Leishev before Shechianu, El Zman v'Achruch Sukkah, he darshan that you should first make Shechianu. Rav Sheishas Breid Rav Yidi Amar Sukkah of Achruch Zman, he said like Rav, V'Hilchus Zasukkah of Achruch Zman. The halacha is that first you make, is like Rav, that you first make a bracha on Sukkah, you first make Leishev Sukkah, and then afterwards you make the bracha of Shechianu. Shechianu is the last bracha that we make. Mishmar Shizmanu Kavua V'chulu V'shar Karbanas Tzibur. So we said in the Mishnah that the Mishmar's turn it was to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash during the Regal, so they would bring the Tamidin and Darim and Davis, and also all Karbanas Tzibur. So Lasuye Mai, what's that coming to be Marbe? Lasuye Parham Davar Shal Tzibur V'siri Avedus Kechavim. To include these Karbanas, if they happen to come out during the Regal, so these also, they go to the Mishmar whose man is Kavua for that week. V'hu Makar V'sakol, they also bring all Karbanas, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Kai, that's coming to include, coming to be marbe, that they also bring the kaita mizbeach, the oilis that are just brought into the mizbeach, so that the mizbeach shouldn't remain inactive. So those also are brought and divided out by the mishmar whose man it is to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash.